Alrighty, so there's nothing wrong for you to be an author and just solely rely on your book sales. But the reality is, if you're able to pay your bills with just your book sales alone, you're probably amongst the minority, because the majority of authors out there these days, especially indie authors, have to rely on something more. Maybe they've got to pick up a part-time job or even carry a full-time job in order to make ends meet. So rather than struggling until you become the next big thing as an author, instead of being a starving artist, you need to start to consider becoming a bit more diversified when you bring in your author income. And I've actually got a few tried and true and proven methods to actually diversify your author income. We're going to talk about that in today's episode, so make sure that you stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
This is episode number 46 of Self-Publishing with Dale, and I'm tickled that you've actually taken a little time out your day to listen to the podcast. And you know what? I'm super tickled that I have an exclusive sponsor this month, in the month of March, and that's Fiverr. And if you've heard me talk about Fiverr before, I just love their services. I've always stood behind them. I've had some great freelance service providers that I've used over the years there. I've even been a seller at one point or another. But we got together and we kind of got to chatting, and they got a new feature here, and I wanted to tell you about it. It's the Fiverr Book and Ebook Store. It's the ultimate home for developing, perfecting, and publishing book-length content. Many people think they have the next big book inside of them or want to attract new leads and engage their audience with an ebook that educates and converts, but many have trouble turning their vision into a reality or simply don't have the bandwidth to write a 50-page ebook. That's where Fiverr comes in. New technologies can enable anyone to publish with so many self-publishing platforms, plus the ability to go straight to an ebook. But making a book, let's face it, it's an overwhelming process. There's so many steps, and having an idea is the first one. So Fiverr's an all-in-one platform which provides everything you need to go from concept to finished packaged book. The services in the store follow the logical order of a book's life cycle. To browse the services, visit dalelinks.com/Fiverr. That's F-I-V-E-R-R. That's two R's. dalelinks.com/Fiverr. All right, so here we are. We're talking about diversifying your author income. I was in a group, and I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus on this one. It's a good group. Nope, no, nothing to knock on them. But one of the admins just absolutely said one of the absolute just short-sighted comments that I'd ever heard from a successful author, in that you should just rely on your book sales. There's no reason. I rely on my book sales. If you just do the steps that I do, you'll be able to be just fine. Well, that's all well and good. But about 99.9% of authors out there aren't pulling in six-figure paydays per month. So listen, Jack, you know, if you're sitting here telling people that they should just rely on their book sales alone, you're going to have many people that won't be your followers after a while, because they won't even be able to afford the bills to actually follow you. So instead of telling people that they should solely rely on their book sales, you probably should start saying to them, consider other options. And even if, you're drawing in six figures per month, or five figures per month, we'll say, you should still think about diversifying your author income, because you just never know when, say, one platform pulls out the rug from underneath you. And I've known quite a few people. I even heard of one guy who was pulling in six figures per month as a romance author, and up in one day, Amazon KDP decided to go ahead and pull the carpet out from underneath him. Sadly, he was relying solely on his book sales. Had he done what I'm going to tell you to do, he probably wouldn't be sweating it as much. But now, this guy's going to have to struggle in the meantime and having to build everything from scratch. So, here are a few things that I just want to share with you. And it's five ways to diversify your income. And I'm just going to say that I kept it to five. There are more than five ways, but these are five of my preferred ways. So we're going to start out with number one. All three versions of publications. Far too often I see authors out there that are just simply putting out an ebook, or putting out a print book, or putting out an ebook and a print book, and have just skipping the audiobook. And then I've even seen some people that dispense advice that you should just strictly go for audiobook because, I mean, that's the thing right now. And the thing is, your readers are going to come from a variety of tastes and interests, and not all of them are going to want ebooks. Not all are going to want print books. Not all are going to want audiobooks. Some of them want all three of those options. And if you just go with one and not the others, you're greatly shackling your growth. You're just slowing it down. And I see and I hear some people saying, well, I'm a fiction author. Not too many people buy print books and fiction for indie authors. That's not the case. Listen, even if you're just getting one sale here and there, at least you have that option available. So I'd recommend, if you've got one publication out and it doesn't have all three iterations, this is my challenge to you, that you go ahead and get them published through all three versions ASAP. Number two, translations. Now, this one's kind of fun. This one's a little bit interesting. And I've actually shared on my YouTube channel not too long ago about a service that's kind of reversed from what I'm going to suggest. So if you happen to be publishing in Italian or French or any language beyond English, then Amazon Crossings is for you. Amazon Crossings is kind of an application-only process to where if you are a foreign language author, they will translate your book into English in exchange for a percentage of your royalties. You, of course, got to put an application in for that and everything else. So this kind of goes to show that even Amazon, as they roll out something and when it comes to translation rights, they know that there is proof of concept. They're not just going to go ahead and make this available without knowing that there's going to be some type of a return. So I've actually had a good handful of success in translating some of my books. I'd used another platform, and I care not to share their name because I'm very underwhelmed and disappointed in their services. But I would recommend that you reach out to any number of translation services, be it through, say, Fiverr or through something like Rev or, you know, even some translation companies to actually get it done. I know a good friend of mine, Al Pinto, actually does a translation service from English to Spanish, and he's a guy I trust. I got to see about grabbing a link for that. But if you can start to think about taking the same content and repurposing it in a way, so you don't have to do a bunch of extra work. Now, all you got to do is get the translations done and put it on out. Now, remember, get all three iterations if you can. It's going to be a challenge to find an audiobook narrator that speaks the given language that you're translating to. Spanish might be relatively easy, possibly German, but it gets a little bit harder when you go out to other ones. You're going to probably have to pay a higher premium to actually get a narrator that speaks the language, but it's something definitely to consider. So if you go from just your three versions of your publication and then you expand it to another language, there's another three. So you've got six assets out there on the market that's going to be bringing you in some type of revenue. Now you're probably saying, Dale, wait a second, I'm confused. Dude, you just told me that you shouldn't rely on your book sales alone. I know, I just had to lead with those things right there because this is one I see a lot of people just skipping over for whatever reason. And if you're doing it because it's a cost issue, what I would recommend is bootstrap your way to affording it. So if you're finding like, I need to get the interior formatted and I just don't feel like doing it, I don't want to get a professional to do it, that's totally cool. Then take some of your ebook earnings, put it towards getting a good interior formatter or investing in some type of software like Codabee or Vellum or any number of ebook formatting or print formatting services. So now that we have those things out of the way, I've got a few more here for you, and I'm going to lead with my favorite. And this is one that actually, if everything were to dry up right now, I could pay the bills on this alone. And it's affiliate programs. Let's explain what affiliate programs are, because I love this. I always bring up my mom because my mom, I don't know if she's still confused to this day when it comes to this, but I shared with her and how she's like, affiliate programs, what is this? If you've got a product or a service that you particularly enjoy, imagine being paid to refer people over there. So as a for instance, I enjoy Fiverr services. So when I refer people over there through an affiliate program, I'm able to get a certain percentage from each one of the sales. It doesn't affect the person visiting that link. They're still going to pay the same. you're going to get a percentage of each one of those sales. So that's how those affiliate programs work. So if you ever hear me pushing, say, Publisher Rocket, it's an affiliate link. I get a percentage from each one of the sales. Fiverr, HostGator, any number of them. Romance Publishing Academy, I've done affiliate links for them. And each one of these, as you're referring the traffic over there, you get a small percentage back. Now, you're probably saying, okay, how do I get involved in an affiliate program, Dale? And I'm glad you asked that. Probably one of the smartest ways to do it, this is going to sound crazy, open up Google. Google's your friend. And if you've got a service that you enjoy, let's just say, for instance, I love Fiverr. I would go ahead and type up Fiverr affiliate program. That simple. It'll pull up something. It'll say the Fiverr affiliate program. I always try to stick with the affiliate programs that are related to the site. So don't get into the mistake of hitting a link that isn't familiar. So I would go through something that says Fiverr.com for Fiverr's affiliate program. If it says JoeBlowSchmo.com, I'd be kind of hesitant because it seems like either A, they're phishing, or B, they're kind of doing it through like a referral style MLM program. You know, in that event, you know, kudos to them. But for the most part, I just try to avoid any affiliate programs that aren't currently hosted by the specific product or service. There are some of them. So for instance, Thinkific is probably one of my favorite examples. They're a course creation platform, and I've referred people over them. They don't host the affiliate program. They actually do it through something called Share a Sale. But the nice thing is when you look up Thinkific affiliate program, you'll go to Thinkific's site originally, and it'll say, hey, if you want to be part of an affiliate program, they then send you to Share a Sale to set up an account and get it to where you're involved in the affiliate program. Each one of the affiliate programs are going to vary. I mean, you can have something, you know, when you refer someone out, you might get, say, 20 cents per lead or $20 per premium service bot. Some of them, most of them will function on percentages. You can go as low as, say, 5% to as much as 10%, or even some programs are 50%, which is absolutely ludicrous to me. And, but, you know, I'm not going to argue. What I would recommend is if you do get involved in an affiliate program, use products and services first before you start referring them over there. Nothing will, you know, violate your readers' trust and your followers' trust more than sending them over to a service that you've never used. They might come back to you and like ask you a question. Hey, how does Fiverr work? I don't get this. What is this? I can at least confidently be able to answer them because I've done hundreds, if not thousands, of gigs over Fiverr for the past 5 to 6 years. But can you imagine if somebody comes back and they're a follower or a reader and they're like, hey, how do you use Fiverr service? And you're like, I don't know. I was sending you through a link. They're going to be like, dude, what? Like, why did you send me here? So only go for affiliate programs that you can confidently stay behind. And you'll find as your author brand starts to grow, you're going to get some offers from some different sites, products, and services that want to, you know, say, give you free access. And they'll give you free access and they'll give you their affiliate program and 30% of each one of those. But if you find that you don't like it or you have not used it, don't promote it. Don't promote it. I will share just a little bit of a story one time. And this, I'm always happy to share my mistakes. This one's actually kind of a funny one. There was an ebook converting service or something like that last year or so that I got it and it just kind of smelled funny. I didn't like it. I was like, you know what, let me just give it a shot. I'll try it out. You know, they had a good affiliate program. Well, prior to really giving it a shot, I had a confidential conversation with my assistant, Ava Fails. Now, Ava is known to be candid as possible. And it's why she's got a podcast called Candid Cash Flow. And she, when I went to promote it in an email newsletter, she comes back and she ripped me a new one. I'm telling you, it was bad. She just pretty much called me out and said, I thought you didn't like these ones. I thought she said it was garbage. Why are you promoting this? And I was like, touche. She called me on that one. And she's like, look, if you like it, that's great. But you told me it was garbage. So why are you promoting it? And I'm like, I couldn't give a good excuse at that point. And I was like, you know what? I'm like, kudos to you. So Big kudos to Ava on that one. She's ever since been ever diligent in saying to me like when I'm doing things right. And I haven't had run into that instance anymore. So I'd recommend if you do an affiliate program, please choose a product or service you can confidently stand behind. All right, number four, here we go. This one actually is a fun one and it's semi-easy. And I'm going to give you a story to attach to this one here. And it's merchandise. Merchandise can be anything from t-shirts to stickers to pens to notepads. Anything you can think of, mouse pads, things like that. And a variety of like different sources you can go to, say Merch by Amazon, Spreadshirt, Teespring is one I use for YouTube, Zazzle. There's a lot of these different sources that you can use to actually distribute merch. And I would just say that take your time getting into it. There's a little bit of a learning curve, especially if you don't have any kind of an idea when it comes to graphic design. If you don't have any idea, then reach out to a service provider. Here's a good shameless plug towards Fiverr. That's where I usually get some of my graphic design done when I'm strapped for time. I'll go ahead and reach out to them, say, I need a logo for XYZ. Could you get this done? And bam, I've got myself a great logo done. So for merchandise, here's a funny story. If you have never watched YouTube, I want to introduce you to somebody, and that's actually a very good person in the YouTube space. I hate to call him a YouTuber because he's not really. I'd say he creates videos, but his name's Derek Murphy. And Derek actually has been on the platform for quite a while. He is a prolific fiction author and nonfiction author. He creates stellar. Oh my gosh, his covers, if it were dessert, it would be a triple layer German chocolate cake. I mean, this guy does fantastic work. And in fact, actually, I've even endorsed his DIY book covers course. And it's 100% free. Highly recommend. Just look up DIY book covers course and it'll pull it up and it's 100% free. And he shows you how to do it in Microsoft Word of all things. But any rate though, Derek and I were kind of corresponding as we have always done. I've always intended to bring him over to do a collaboration on the channel. Just haven't made it, get the chance to do it because guy's always traveling, doing stuff. But any event, Derek had said in a message, he's like, saw me doing a lot of my shirts. He's like, man, that is brilliant. You're doing all those shirts. I should have done this years ago. And I was like, you aren't? I would assume because he has such a big following that Derek would have had merchandise already, but yet here he hadn't had that. And can you imagine if he had set up some type of a merchandise with all the fiction and nonfiction books he sells, as well as his YouTube channel? I mean, let's just say as a for instance, let's say he's pulling in another 50 to 100 bucks per month. We'll say top side of things, he's getting in $100 in merchandise sale per month. That's another $1,200 per year. He's been easily on the YouTube platform well past me, I would say at least 5 years, if not, you know, 6 or 7, we'd have to dig back in there. So that's $1,200 times five. You see where I'm going with this? So don't wait on putting together merchandise because your readers and followers might actually be such a big fan of your work that you might want to consider this. And I'm talking to you fiction authors as well out there, because there are some fiction readers that may like to share what they love to read. So let's say you've got a werebear shapeshifter romance series that they enjoy. You can always say, I heart werebears. You know, there's always some type of a solution. And especially if you're fiction out there, get creative. Be creative with your merchandise. Nonfiction, it's easy. You already have a person who has a problem. All you got to do is offer them a solution and create merchandise around that. So let's say that you're putting out cookbooks for keto. Hello, there we go. We've got a shirt that actually can say keto. You can get a bumper sticker made up that says I heart keto. Any number of things you can kind of think of, you can start to expand on and to get paid a bit more as an author. All right, so I want to give two plugs here before we move on here and give you the last little tip when it comes to diversifying your income as an author. The very first plug is going to be join me every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Daytime. That's Universal Time Granted -4 at dalelinks.com/live. Sometimes I know what I'm talking about. And we do a live broadcast every week. And right now throughout the month of March, we're going to be talking about keywords. So you want to make sure that you join me for these broadcasts. It's always a pleasure to have you join me live. If you can't make it live, you can always catch the replay afterwards. Speaking of replays, did you know that I actually record these podcasts over on twitch.tv/self-publish every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Daytime? Yep. I record these. In fact, I'm talking right now in front of a live studio audience. Technically, it's not a studio, but there's people watching from all over the world. And I'd love for you to join me as well. If you can come on over there, you get the behind-the-scenes look. We get a little bit of jibber-jabber, a little bit of community going on. That's every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Daytime. You can always catch it in the replay inside the video section for at least 2 weeks after the broadcast, and after that, Twitch goes ahead and purges it. Final tip when it comes to diversifying your income. I got to tell you, like, it was tough for me to kind of narrow it down to five revenue streams. But this one right here, I think that you shouldn't sleep on it. It's video. Now, to kind of relate, and I always bring this one up on a frequent basis, good friend of mine, Owen Video, a.k.a. Owen Hemsath in real life. Owen Video actually had shared a year before last, I was at Merch by Amazon conference in Seattle, and he had shared that by the year 2021, that nearly 80% of all traffic online will be derived from consuming video. Crazy to think, right? 80%. 8 out of 10 people are watching video online right now. That is absolutely insane. So to me, I think you as an author, it would behoove you to start some type of video marketing. Whether you're starting a YouTube channel, or you're going on Twitch, or even doing something on Facebook Live, each one of those avenues, great news, they're all monetized in some capacity. So part of the YouTube Partner Program, when you can get 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 watch time hours, you will get into the YouTube Partner Program. And then you can put ads before, in the middle, or after your videos, and you will get revenue from that. Not too bad. It just sits there and collects. Now, if you go a little further up, so for instance, you know, I'm right now just south of 30,000 subscribers, and I have something called a membership program, and the membership is kind of like a paid subscription, and you give people some perks that are a part of that. And then there's also something that you can do in live videos on YouTube called Super Chat. And Super Chat's a way that people can give you a tip. If they're enjoying the content, they can drop a tip and you can, you know, benefit from that. I got to tell you that my revenue from YouTube is quite nice. And again, if any of the other avenues were to dry up, I would still have this avenue bringing in a substantial amount of income. And you can do that as well. Now, you got other places like Twitch, which, you know, becoming an affiliate or a partner can definitely pay you. I am paid as an affiliate over on the Twitch platform. And mind you, it's not too much, but it's enough that it makes it worth my while. And then, of course, Facebook has something that involves the gaming program. So I see them possibly expanding this to include more content creators in the very near future. But either way, they have something that's called the Stars program, I believe, and that's a way to get monetized, and you're paid through ads as well as something they call Stars, so people will donate to you through Stars, and you're paid that way. So there's so many ways to actually leverage video to get paid. Now, you can always also look at something like Amazon Prime Video Direct. Believe it or not, you can actually publish to that platform, and it actually pays you per streamed hour. So if you've got content you want to upload, you can always go over to Amazon Prime Video Direct, upload it there, and get paid per streamed hour. It's not a lot of money, but it is enough that it's additional revenue. And also, it's another avenue that exposes you to another audience. So it broadens your reach. So I just want to kind of circle back around to this veteran author who's pulling in six figures per month, you know, on most months. And kudos to him. But I think it's rather short-sighted that you just say everybody that's an author should just rely on things like this alone. You know, don't rely on other things like this. You don't need to go out and do a video channel. You don't need to be part of an affiliate program. You don't need to do speaking engagements because you could just rely on your book sales alone. Well, that's all well and good, but I think that's rather short-sighted advice for the vast majority of us that really need to actually get our feet kind of on stable ground to where we are pulling in four or five or even six figures per month before we can start to say, you know, maybe the other avenues aren't worth pursuing. Maybe I shouldn't consider it. And maybe what I can say to this particular author is, imagine what you could be able to do for your brand if you just thought about incorporating even just one of these five ways of doing things. Imagine what you'd be able to pull in. Imagine the readers you would be able to reach that you don't otherwise reach just by being the person who relies on their book sales alone. And so that's what I want to leave you off with today. And one last thing, as you're listening to this, do me a favor. I want you to subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcast platform and kindly leave a review. Definitely would appreciate it. I am going to be making a big switch, actually, as you hear this. I'm moving away from SoundCloud, so sadly, the days of being on SoundCloud are coming to an end, and I'm migrating over to Blueberry. But will this affect any of the other platforms like iTunes, iHeartRadio? There might be a little bit of some transition time, but for the most part, over the next week or so, we should see all of the podcasts updated on each one of those platforms. Just we're going to say bye-bye to SoundCloud. It was great being on the SoundCloud platform for the past 2 years, but it's time for us to move onward and upward. So I'll have more details going into next week's podcast about Blueberry and why I decided to choose them. In the meantime, in between time, it has been awesome that you've taken some time out your day. I appreciate you listening in. And I will talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.